Welcome to Daf Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peyo Daf Samiches in the Oizvah Odor edition, beginning of the eighth parak of Meseches Peyo. Starting Samich Zayin Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Me'emosai kol odom mutorim beleket. When can any person go into a field and take the leket, take the grain that belongs to the anim? Says the Mishnah, Mishiyelchu hanimushus. The nimushus refer to old people. They come last after all the anim went into the field. And they picked up whatever was there, they come last and they go slowly and they pick up whatever is left. And once they went through the field, usually there's not much left. And everybody else is misyash, she gives up hope to find anything in this field. Ube peret ube oilois. These are the matnes sanim that come from a vineyard, which is the peret is the grapes that fell. And the oilois is the type of clusters that belong to the anim. Mishiyelchu anim bekerem. Once the anim go in the vineyard, veyavo, when they come back, they go twice. We didn't mention here the old people, as the Gemara is going to explain why. Uvezeisim, in the olive tree, mishateirid revi'a shniel. Olive tree, the time when you don't have any more, the matas anim, I mean everybody can take it, is once the second rain comes down, revi'a shniel is the second rain that comes down in the beginning of the winter. Says the Mishnah, Oma Avyudova lo yesh shein moiskim ezezeim el acha revi'a shniel. Says the Beauty Rabbanon, I don't understand. Why are you saying the revi'a shniel is the cutoff? Many people harvest their olive trees only after revi'a shniel. So why don't you wait for then? Ela kedishayoni yoitze velo yemevi ela barbo isoris. So the shear is when a person will go out to the field, go to the olive trees, and he won't be able to bring arbo isoris. Reb Chaim goes on to specify that Arba Isoris comes out to be four meals, which means two meals for himself and two meals for his wife. So the Oni, if he's able to get out four meals, two for himself, two for his wife, that covers one day, so he will go into a field. But if you don't have that amount to pick up in the field, to pick up from the olive tree, so then an Oni will not bother to go there. Says the Gemara in Daf Samiches, why their name is Nimushus? Why we call these old people that come Nimushus? Shehem Ba'ois Basoif. They come in the end. And then what does it mean they come in the end? They're the last ones to come. They take out whatever is left. Nimushus Lashon Lo Yomish. Meaning remove. They remove the last one. Abasholaya Koyoisom Meshushus. He called them a different name. Meshushus. Not with a nun, but with a mem. And the word goes on and says, Is tani tani nimushus. There's a brice that calls it with a nun nimushus. Is tani tani mishushus. There's another brice that calls it mishushus. Man doma nimushus with a nun. Shem boim basoif, because they come in the end, remove the last one. Man doma mishushus, shem mimashvashim boim, they touch everything. So loshon lamush, the touch, to be mimashish. Rav Chuna b'shem Menachem Rav Yochanan ben Nuri haya yoytze min hanimushus. He says, I'll tell you, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri used to go together with the old people. He didn't need too much. So he would go though with the old people that come last, and he would be able to take enough grain, enough fruits for the entire year. The person has matas anim in the field, and the anim don't care about it, they're not coming to pick it up. Harayim shal ba'abayis can go pick it up for himself. So according to Reb Chaim, the more understands right now, that he makes it into payo. And then they don't pick it up, he takes it to himself. So it says the Gemara, Boin barchia boi. So Boin barchia asks the question, V'yesh odom koyre shem payo la'atzmoy? Can a person call a payo and take it to himself? He needs to give it to Anim, but Anim not come to take it, and he knows they're not going to come take it. How can he make it payo and by that to get away from giving maestros? So the Gemara, Tani Mashir Mayuchai, La'oni v'lager ta'azoyf asom, v'lo la'oyevim v'la'talefim. You give the payo, you give the matas anim to the poor. But if the poor are not picking it up, you don't leave it out there for the birds, for the oyevim v'la'talefim, different type of birds. So meaning it's never going to be payo. According to Rabbi Chaim, the Gemara now changes what we said before. Not that it's payo and you wait for someone to pick it up, if nobody, and you know nobody's going to pick it up, you take it for yourself. But you don't make it payo to begin with, knowing that no anim are going to come. So the Mishnah said that in the vineyard, you wait for the anim to come and come back. Why don't you mention the old people that come last? Because they are very enjoyable grapes. People love to eat grapes, so even the old people come right away. They don't wait later. They come when everybody else comes. There's no new time for the old people. Uvezeisim once the second rain comes, for like tanin nemushas, like we didn't mention over there, the old people, v'neishem tzino, because it's cold. V'ein yoitzim ela b'churim. It comes out later in the winter, and therefore only the young people go to pick it up, not the old. The Mishnah said, Omar Abiyud had a tain against Rabbanan, and he said, why are you saying until Revi Yishniyo? Sometimes a person doesn't harvest till later. So therefore he said, until you have the shear of Arba Yisoros. So says the Gemara, V'koydin l'chein, eino osu or mishum gezel. So a question of Abiyud, why are you saying that once you get to that stage, you could take it? It's also gezel. It belongs to the Anim. So even if you don't have Arba Yisoros, you don't have that amount, if it's there in the field, it should be belong to the Anim. So here we now have two gersoras how to continue the Gemara. The Mara pulled the loons the following. Says the Gemara, Beshitosom Yeshivun. He's answering them, Leshitosom. Lo yatem shetem oim yibnei shutzino. Einem yoitzim ela bachurim. Didn't you just say that because it's cold, so nobody goes out, and therefore only the bachurim come, and once they come, you say it belongs to the owner. According to you, you say the same logic. If there's not enough in the field, he's not going to come out. Because according to you, Rabbanan, it depends on the mindset of the ani. And if the ani is not coming, you can take it. If you don't think an ani will come, you think it's too cold, you think it's too little, people won't come. So the same time that he has, why he's saying it at a certain time, is according to you, should also be the amount, the quantity, and Abiyud argues on both. That's the pashas according to this. The Vilna Gaon learns that we take away the girso, the sentence in the middle of the Gemara. And the Gemara just says, "Akodim lachen eino osu mishum gezel." Isn't a problem of gezel? Answers the Gemara, "Mitoch shu yodea sheinu v'panas osor afu inu yoytze." Yeah, because he knows he won't find anything. He doesn't go out, and in the middle there's yush. And if there's yush, so then the oni gave up hope. He's not going to come and pick it up. When the sabeches amud beis halacha beis zok the mishdom ne'emonim al aleket v'al hashichicho v'al hapeyo b'shaisom. And oni can come and say, "These fruits that I have, they are leket shichicho hapeyo," meaning they are matar sadim, and you don't have to give ma'aser from them. And only b'shaisom, meaning during the regular time when you have leket shichicho hapeyo, during that time of the year. V'al ma'aser oni b'chol shnosrei, ma'aser oni is ne'emon to say this is ma'aser oni in the year ma'aser oni. As we learned earlier, ma'aser oni comes only in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. So during the third and sixth year, he's ne'emon to say this is ma'aser oni. Ben Levi ne'emon lo'ilom, and Ben Levi is always ne'emon to say ma'aser rishon, that this is ma'aser rishon, and you know not choishish that it's something else, and that it does chayav to give matnas from there. Ve'enu ne'emonim al dovah shekin dech re'odom liyois no'agim ken. The only ne'emon to say something usually people give that way, as we'll see in the next mishnah, the ne'emon to say only wheat, not flour. People don't give flour as matnas anim. So Gemara at Eichon, meaning until when they are ne'emon. When do you trust the ani to say that this is a matnas anim? Says the Gemara, "Avchenino an makom shedar kol aleich v'lov oibur b'yom." Whatever he used to go in one day and pick up. So he says, "This is what I picked up." You trust him. If not, your choishes, maybe it's his own field. Maybe it's something that he got that's not matnas anim. So when ma'ase v'ehim in Rebbe l'chamisha ochi mechamisha kurim shechitim. Once Rebbe trusted five brothers, then they got five kurim. Each one had a kur of chitim, which is a very big amount. They have shaken. Someone collects so much. Says one, "Mikot zivcho u'mikot zivcho kura solik." Yeah. If one, you could collect, slowly you collect more and more, you gather together, and one could be gathering a very large amount, like the size of a kur. Rabbi Lozor deroime by kamei Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Lozor asked the question. Masizu de Rabbi Lozor. The Chur Ha Mishnah goes like Rabbi Eliezer. De Rabbi Eliezer oimer nemon el sheni nemon lo rishab. Lezer said, that whenever Yom Oritz gave Maisa sheni, so you say, if he gave Maisa sheni, he probably also gave Maisa rishab. He's not choishes the ma'aser sheni he's doing because he keeps it to himself. And ma'aser rishon he never gave. So it says the same thing over here. The ani says that he got a ma'aser ani, but who said that the owner did also ma'aser rishon and this is potter? That this field is potter ma'aser rishon because if he gave ma'aser ani. Because you say if he gave ma'aser ani, he probably gave ma'aser rishon before. So that l'chur goes like Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara, Omar b'yisi divrei akoli. Everybody agrees with this. Shan yehi she'ein odom oise, we can use the girsah of Reb Chaim, mitzvah b'dvar aveiro. Person won't give a mitzvah, give to ani, and do it in the wrong way. Mishnah ma'isa sheni, that person keeps to himself. So he could say he's keeping to himself anyway. He says this is called ma'isa sheni, but it's really not ma'isa sheni. He didn't do ma'isa rishon first. But he was giving to the ani. When he's giving to the poor, he will do it the correct way. And therefore you could assume that if he gave ma'isa ani, he probably gave ma'isa rishon before. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar b'Shem Rishaya, Kishem shelo nichshed du Yisrael al truma gedoylo, kai lo nichshed ben Levi al trumas meiser. Says we know that by Amoritz, you choishesh maybe he didn't give meiser. You're not choishesh maybe he did not give truma gedoylo. Truma they give to the Kohen, everybody gives. So the same way you're not choishesh for truma by a regular Yisrael, you're not choishesh for trumas meiser by a Levi. You know, a Levi gets meiser rishon, and 10% of that he has to give it to the Kohen. You're not choishesh, he didn't give it. Says the Gemara, Daf Samech Tes, Omar B'Shaya Mestiso Hamerken. We learn from our Mishnah. Uben Levi Neemon Lo'olam. It says Uben Levi is always Neemon to say that this is Meiser Rishon. Why Neemon? Maybe he didn't give 10% of it to Trumas Meiser. Maybe there's still something here that belongs to the Kohen. You see that people are not choshed on that. And the same way you're not choshed a person for not giving Trumas G'doylo, a Yisrael to give Trumas G'doylo, you're not choshed that a Levi did not give his Trumas Meiser the 10% that he has to give to the Kohen. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Sameches.